Wells works particularly well for a school tour when you plan the route before the attractions. The nearest Irish ferry port is not automatically the right one. What matters is where you want to spend your time once you arrive. For North Wales, Dublin to Holyhead gives you a practical route towards Anglesey, Caernarfon, Conwy and Eriri. The crossing is roughly 3 hours, but sailing time is only one part of the journey. You also need school to port travel, coach check-in, possible delays, onward driving and driver hour limits. That is why an important, non-refundable visit should never depend on the ferry arriving exactly on schedule. For South Wales, Rosslare is often the stronger option, with Fishguard and Pembroke giving better access towards Cardiff, St Fagans and Big Pit. Again, compare the whole travel day, not just the crossing. Think about departure time from school, coach mileage, pupil fatigue, and how much useful time remains after arrival. North and South Wales offer different strengths. In North Wales, you can build a compact program around castles, landscape, and Welsh identity. Conwy and Caernarfon bring medieval power, defence, and settlement into one setting, while the surrounding landscape supports geography and environmental learning. South Wales gives you broader subject variety from one base. Cardiff Castle, St Fagans and Technicest can cover history, culture and STEM, while Big Pit adds industrial and social history through the mining story. Here's the thing, teachers often underestimate. Free admission does not mean a visit is cost-free or simple to arrange. Workshops may carry charges, coach parking can be limited, and group visits may require advance booking, timed entry or smaller subgroups. St Fagans needs enough time to explore properly. Cardiff Castle may divide a full coach for educational sessions, while Big Pit school visits require advanced planning and enough time around the underground experience. Accessibility needs the same attention. Castles can involve cobbles, slopes, uneven ground and exposed sections. Underground attractions will not suit every pupil. You want formal access guidance before deposits are paid, with an equivalent alternative already planned where needed. Weather matters too. Waterproof layers, sensible footwear and realistic walking expectations are essential. A clear, wet weather sequence can be more useful than adding another attraction, especially when one delayed visit could affect the rest of the day. A two-night trip works best when you resist overfilling it. In North Wales, you might arrive through Holyhead, keep the first evening light, use the full day for a castle and an outdoor or environmental activity, then choose a shorter final visit before sailing home. In South Wales, you can arrive from Rosslare, use Cardiff as your base, combine the castle with Cardiff Bay or Technicest, then give St Fagans or Big Pit proper time on the final day. Trying to squeeze Cardiff, Big Pit and a major castle into one day usually creates more coach movement and less learning. The strongest itinerary is not the one with the most stops. It is the one where pupils arrive with enough time and energy to engage. This is where having the journey organised properly helps. Celtic Horizon Tours can compare ferry, coach, hotel and attraction timings before the itinerary is fixed. We plan around sailing schedules, group movement and realistic visit lengths, so one change is less likely to disrupt everything else. You still control the educational objectives, pupil information and safeguarding decisions. The advantage is that you are not coordinating ferry operators, coach movements, accommodation, meals and attraction bookings as separate pieces. If Wales is on your shortlist, start with the route and the learning goals, then build the attractions around them. Celtic Horizon Tours can turn that into a practical 2 or 3 night program with transport, accommodation and timings working together from the start, giving you a clearer plan and more confidence that the trip will work in practice.